Hey folks, it's Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel from the Woodshed Agency. Today is June 21st, and you are listening to a new episode of Gawkerbacker. Here we go. You know, on today's episode, I wanted to start off with a couple of back-to-back five questions in 5 minutes. So here's what I like to do is I like to go out on Anchor, and I like to do the co-host thing. And I go out and I ask anybody who wants to do five questions in 5 minutes. And the questions are pretty simple. So let's go ahead and listen now. I've got Rodney, and then after that, I've got Ellie. So those two are going to come up. We're going to do some five questions in 5 minutes. So, all right, let's go and jump into it. All right, Rodney, we are jumping in with a little five questions in 5 minutes here. Why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Basically, my name is Rodney. I'm 20 years of age. I'm a student.
Okay, where are you located?
I'm located in Zimbabwe, but I'm currently attending university in Canada.
Oh, Rodney, I think we've talked before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Awesome, awesome. I don't think we did five questions, though, right?
No.
Awesome. All right, let's do it. Let's hear. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Bacon, sausage, typical breakfast.
Nice. That's a good breakfast. Sounds hearty. Awesome, awesome. All right, let's. What's the last book you've read?
I read. I remember the title, but it was about. It's called Wolf.
Okay.
Interesting story about group of girls where there's the popular girls, the one that doesn't want to be popular. They go to a haunted house that they think is haunted, but it's just taken over by wolves.
Okay. Was there anything that you took from it outside of the story, or was it just more of a I wouldn't say a fun read, but like a just a general you read just enjoy it?
Basically, one big lesson I took there is that never succumb to peer pressure.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one to come up with.
As well, never to, like, if someone says, okay, you're too scared to do this, you know, you're chicken, stuff like that. Basically, someone taunting you to do something bad, just don't do it.
Nice.
Eventually, the girl herself had big cuts and bruises because the wolf attacked her and her friend.
Wow. That's good. That's very good. Awesome. All right, number three here. What's one thing you want people to remember about you?
Any way that I impacted them positively.
Anything? Would there be anything particular in that, or you just think in general?
Basically, like, just remember me, like, as a good person as well.
Okay. Number four, what would you change if you could change one thing about yourself?
That's a tough one. Probably be more stubborn.
To be more stubborn or to be less stubborn?
To be more stubborn.
Okay, all right. So,
I'm kind of like too much of a nice guy sometimes.
Hey, I hear that. I have been accused of that as well in my days. You can get run over if you have that mindset too much. So, yeah. All right, number five. And the last one here, what's one of your goals for the next 12 months that you hope to accomplish?
Well, just to improve myself.
Anything particular on that? Is there one aspect, though, that you think stands out?
Basically, like, I can only say just, like, mean in general, you know, like, because every single day, like, one thing I learned is that one thing the human mind can't do is, it doesn't stop doing is learning, and I want to learn as much as I can to improve myself, thus improving people, helping people around me.
That's right. That's a good one. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Well, real quick, just so my listeners can remember this, where can they find you online? How can people connect with you?
Basically, you can connect with me on Anchor. Just search up Rodney, or you can connect with me via Instagram. Then once you connect me with Anchor, I can give you more details.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, that's my five questions for 5 minutes. We can either turn the tables or we can go on with our day here. You tell me.
Well, I could ask you some questions, okay? First question. What has been your dream? Like, what was your dream like when you were young growing up?
So I did a little bit of it. I wanted to be in the rock and roll business, and I was. I had four recording studios for a long time. I played shows in front of lots of people. I wrote songs. And then I had a family, and that sort of world just did not connect with how I wanted to raise my kids and how I wanted my life to be. So I slowly got out of that. So that's kind of been the dream. I still do it. I still have my foot a little bit in that water, but yeah, that's what I've wanted to do.
Okay. If you had an inspiration growing up or now, who was it?
Growing up, you know, it was probably, in all the rock and roll magazines that I was reading, you know, the Rolling Stones of the world at that time, listening to the stories and the lifestyles and wanting to be a part of that world. So.
Okay. Now some of the questions that you asked me, in the next 12 months, what would you like to improve on yourself?
So my current agency, we're growing pretty rapidly, but we're also trying to grow that's actually sustainable. So in terms of finding that balance of cash flow, adding clients at a pace that makes sense, making sure that we can actually complete the work that we're selling. So that is the big thing that we're trying to work on. It seems like it's going well, but you never know. You know, you can grow too fast and you can kill your company. You can grow too slow and not have enough cash flow. You can bring on the wrong people. So we're tiptoeing through that world right now.
Okay, and if you could change one thing of yourself, if be, what would it be?
If I could change one thing, it would probably be my communication skills. I tend to be, from what I've heard in therapy, and also my wife has reminded me many times, is I am the guy who's typically out front or ahead of the curve a little bit. And again, that's not me blowing myself. That's just being honest about who you are and where you are in your life. So I tend to be ahead of the curve a little bit. So I talk over some people sometimes, or I talk too quickly, or I assume people are somewhat in the same, let's just say same universe as me on some things in terms of like digital marketing or new tools or being on, just whatever, or like talking about Anchor to somebody and having people look at me like, what are you talking about? So just trying to work on that, continue to kind of slow down a little bit, still trying to be ahead of the curve, but still being direct and having a conversation with people that I'm on the same wavelength with them. So still working on that. That's probably my biggest thing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, another point. I mean, I've been accused of talking too fast myself.
Yeah, there's a fine line of when you are passionate about something and you believe in something that you want to, talk to somebody in a way that's not forceful, but just direct and like passionate, and people can take that as like, whoa, you're talking too fast, you're over me. But, but then I always come back, and my argument to a lot of that is maybe the person across from me actually isn't being a very good listener, and they want to, jump into the conversation. And if they can't, maybe they just have to listen and digest it. So it still is a 50-50 conversation there that has to happen, or a 50-50 ownership. Some of it obviously would be on my end or on your end, as you're talking about being a fast talker as well. So that's why I'm always like, as a listener, if you just don't get it, ask a question at the end or take some time to digest what we're talking about. Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, that's it.
Cause as well, like one debate that I had with people like that, I was like, thing is like what you said, it's like you have to absorb what the person's saying before you want to interrupt. Cause I mean, like lots of people have to, one thing that I always would be irritated about is if someone interrupted, like if I'm having a convo with someone else. And so like the other person would be like, okay, you talk too much. I'm like, no, the thing is, because I'm not directly talking to you, I'll get to you. I don't talk too much to the people who I like. Right. If like, let's say we're going back and forth in the conversation, if the person asks me to talk, like if I present an opportunity, I'm like, yeah, okay, I will talk and try to like say as much as I can so that, you can have an opportunity to talk. And then this one guy was like, no, you talked way too much to this person. I'm like, well, that's just me and her's way of communication, like, dude.
Sure.
If you get the gist of what I'm saying, if you can.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, communication's a challenge, man. It's and then everybody's got their own different styles. Everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. I learn a lot about this in terms of running an agency with our different clients. And then inside of those clients, they have people who work for them. And, you've got to learn all these aspects and have empathy for where they might be coming from, but still being truthful to yourself of saying, if you want to be ahead of the curve, or if you want to have this sort of passion, then you've got to take, my weaknesses that might be, I'm really excited about something on a Tuesday morning or whatever it might be. So Well, Rodney, this was a great conversation. I'm glad we could jump on again, and let's do it again in the future here. Everybody out there, make sure you go and find Rodney over on Anchor right now, and then from there, dive in deeper. So, Rodney, I appreciate you taking
time. This has been Rodney and Jeff. Yeah, we out.
All right, man.
Let me check.
All right. It's well,
phones though. Okay. Anyway, I can hear you better.
Okay. Well, let's jump right into it. So I've got 5 questions in 5 minutes for you. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Actually, it's just morning in here, so I'm having a coffee. I don't have breakfast.
Okay. All right. All right. Number two, what's the last book you've read?
The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker.
Okay. And was there anything major that you took from that? Any sort of life lessons, or did you just read it for fun?
Yeah, the most important point of this book was like which I did some rheological analysis, and it's basically how to be persuasive and how to be effective. So there are methods of persuasions and analysis used in this book. That was the most important.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Number three, what's one thing you want people to remember about yourself?
About me? Oh, my gosh, such a hard question. Let me think. I want to remember the nice things that I've done. And just have some sense of appreciation. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Some general appreciation. That's good. Number four, what would you change if you could change one thing about yourself?
Ooh. Oh, if I could change, I would go back to studying the major I love, which was interior design. I love art. Yeah, I'm doing finance right now. I love it too, but art is my love.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. All right, number five, and the last one here. What's one of your goals in the next 12 months that you hope to accomplish?
Quit smoking and start my fitness life. Those two are the most important. And learn piano, which I am learning currently. Yeah.
Okay, those are all great ones. What are you, on the first one, you're smoking and health and fitness. What's one of the steps you could take today to just to maybe make to get a little closer to that goal?
So I'm actually started like the process using the patches and different methods.
Okay.
And yes, that's, it's not one thing that you can do that will change the whole thing. I realized that everything in this life is a progress, and it comes with little decision that you make during the day.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so many little decisions. So just not smoking today, and just, you know, sticking with the patch and being careful is good enough.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, Ellie, where can people find out more about you and connect with you outside of Anchor?
Twitter.
Okay. And what's your handle?
You mean my username?
Yeah, your username, your Twitter handle.
Same as my actually my name here is showing Ellie, but my podcast name is Spiral Store, so it's Spiral, there's like the echo surf, S dot doors. Let me double check. And now you made me doubt.
Have no doubt. Just go with it. Roll with it.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to me. And I'm more than willing if you want to flip this back to myself. If not, we can kind of go on with our day here and keep the day going. You let me know.
Okay. I don't know. You're so quick.
Well.
Yeah, I'm done asking my questions. Goodbye.
Well, you let me know. I mean, if you've got questions for me, I'll be more than willing to answer them for you.
Oh, I okay. Can you let me think, because you were prepared? It's not fair.
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, the clock's ticking. You know, we are out of podcast here. If you have how about your first question? Do you have at least one question that you could think of?
I don't want to ask a stupid question. What's your favorite? Blah blah. I
Oh,
would
there's
say,
no stupid questions though.
yeah, okay, yeah. What are you interested? What's area of your interest? Like for hobbies.
Well, for hobbies, I do a healthy amount of music. I used to own recording studios. And then once I had a family, I got out of that business. But I still actually do it a little bit here and there. I still do live sound for mega churches. So that way I keep my foot still in that camp a little bit. And, so yeah, that's probably my biggest hobby. I do that basically almost every weekend. But past that, I love learning about digital marketing. I'm always trying to figure out some new trick or tool that we're using to get email signups and get conversions. So I'm always doing that as well.
Okay.
Sounds
Your
good.
Voice disconnected through it. Yeah, but okay.
Well, I guess it is what it is. Our maybe Anchor's telling us that our time's over if our connection is breaking up. So.
Oh. No, our time is not over yet. But okay. So what's your favorite music instrument? Do you play any?
Yeah, I play the guitar. I've played since I was 12. And I've played basically my whole life. So.
Okay, what's one favorite song that you would not get tired of listening to? Classic, pick classic one if you like any.
So it wouldn't be in the classic. It'd be pretty much almost anything off of Peter Gabriel's Up record from 2000. I think it was 2001. It's just that to me, it's a masterpiece album that I sonically love listening to. Song wise, I love listening to. There's just a ton on it.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay, I'll look it up. What else? Do you like gardening stuff?
Activities? Yeah, I don't. I mean, not really. I don't have. I'm a renter, so I don't have a space to do a gardening. I do have a client that one of my clients has an inside garden tool that we're getting ready to market on Kickstarter, and it's going to be something that you can plant your lettuce and tomatoes inside and just let them happen. Like you don't have to actually maintain it; it just all happens all naturally. So, so I'll be launching that here pretty soon. So I'm going to probably add one of those to my house at some point.
Okay, I think this is the fifth one. Were you an A student in the college?
Oh, no, not at all. I actually did not go to school. I am not much of a, I'm the guy who doesn't really believe that much into it. I think there's a lot of corruption around it. I think there's a lot of false securities for most people. I enjoy education. I enjoy learning a ton. I read 24/7. I probably have had 5 different major skill sets that I've accomplished in my life. So just, I think there's a healthy amount that schools have done wrong for a lot of people in terms of giving them debt and, giving them a piece of paper that I don't know anybody that's ever, I don't actually know very many people who work with the degree that they have.
Right.
So I just don't comprehend a lot of, I just feel like that equation has been completely wrong. And when I got out of high school, and in high school, I was a B student, BA student, AB student, whatever you want to call it. But when I got into college, it just did not make any sense to me on any stretch of the imagination, considering I didn't want to be an architect or a doctor or, you know, some major skill trade like that in terms of, you know, really needing an education. I just looked at it and I was like, this is silly. If I want to do something, I believe in the 10,000 hour rules, which is a pretty well-known philosophy of like, no matter what you want to do, I could pick anything in this world. If I did it for 10,000 hours, at some point I would become an expert on it. And I've stuck to that with recording music. I've wrote songs on commercials. I've run 2 different agencies. I've got venture capital money. I've wrote business plans. I mean, I've done all kinds of things and I didn't go to school. So, yeah. So no, not that type of schooling. But Ellie, I actually have a call I have to run to. I have a 9:30. I totally forgot about that. I have to go jump on, but I appreciate this call. Let's do it again.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how to find your username though. If you find me, okay.
Will do. All right.
Spiral Store. Bye-bye. Thank
Bye
you.
Now. All right, so let's talk about what Gawker-Backer is. So this is a question I get quite a bit, and why I called it Gawker-Backer is for two reasons. Obviously, I'm around crowdfunding and Kickstarter campaigns, and what I like to do is I like to go and search for campaigns that have moved me, or in one way or the other, because it's a great campaign and it's a cool product, or, man, I think this campaign's gonna bomb, and who knows, right? So what I encourage you, I encourage actually all my clients to go out and become Gawker-Backers. You know, back a lot of campaigns, see how they're doing communication, see what's working, what's not working, see how you feel around the project, because ultimately you're going to want to do those same things down the road. The other things we like to do here on Gawker-Backer is I like to have impromptu conversations. So typically when you hear me do interviews, I do not know these people. I'm meeting them and I have about 30 seconds to find out who they are, where they're from, and we start doing questions. So that's why we do the 5 questions in 5 minutes. If you have something that you want to be on Anchor, there's a great opportunity for you to do that. So if you go over and you leave me a voice message, I will actually play you on an episode, right? So here's what I want you to do. Leave me a voice message around what your business is, what you're currently doing to be successful, and what are some things that are maybe holding you back. And we'll dive deeper in that conversation. So go leave me a voicemail now and become a Gawker-Backer and participate in this podcast. All right, guys, let's go ahead and do some gawking. All right, the first campaign I'm checking out today is called Peaches. These are handcrafted ceramic tableware. This is headed up by a ceramic studio by Julie Sherman and Thomas Sprout. And they're very minimalistic and timeless ceramic pieces. So these are going to be great for like vases or maybe some bowls for your house. Very, very cool stuff here. So this is a project we love. And you don't see a lot of ceramic campaigns. So this is why I pulled this one out of the pile here. So they've got 14 days to go. They had a $15,000 goal and they're currently sitting at $17,000 with 144 backers. So very, very cool campaign. If you're in the mood for some cool ceramics, go check them out over on Kickstarter now. All right, the song we just listened to is a song called Sylvia's Desire. I'm playing that song because my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, is named Sylvia, and she has been in the hospital for about a week and a half now, but now she's actually in a rehab facility. And this is based on her own doing, so this isn't a sympathy play. This is just a conversation that I'm having kind of out loud to myself. You know, there's a major lesson that I'm taking from her situation in terms of giving up on life. She has literally been literally hasn't done anything. And when I say that, it sounds like I could be exaggerating, but that's just not the truth. She literally doesn't do anything. She lays in bed. She very rarely leaves the house. She just doesn't do anything. And unfortunately, my wife's parents have created a situation around them where it is a mixture of the TV shows Hoarders and Intervention. So if you've seen either of those shows, or you've seen both of them, combine that and now that's what you get here. So tomorrow, while her mom's in rehab and her dad will be there visiting, I think, my wife and I, Aaron and I, are going to go over and gut the house and really do a lot of work. Try to rip up some carpet, wipe down walls, and just, you know, do a ton of stuff to try to get this house a little bit more manageable before she comes home. You know, situations exist and consist of, you know, no bathroom sink for the last couple of years, right? Like, that just doesn't exist. What? You know, so I play that song because it's a song I wrote 20 years ago. I never even knew these people, but, you know, my wife or obviously her mom when I wrote this song. But it's a song that is meaningful to me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And it's just something that's kind of encompassing what's going on here in the personal life. So take just a moment to kind of reflect and look around you. And if you see your parents doing really, you know, kind of really bad things for life, right? You know, just being a burden on the system and not taking control and not owning what they can control. Call them out now. Don't let it get to where it's 20 years and there's just barely now, there's not much you can do. So I say that as a word of caution. So that's what's going on here. All right, that's everything I got for today. Again, I hope you guys enjoy Gawker-Backer. If you guys can do me a few favors, go over to iTunes right now. Make sure you're a subscriber and also leave me a review. We live and die by the review, so the more that you can help out there, that would be amazing.
While you're there, also subscribe to Successfully Funded. That is my other podcast where we talk to project creators while they're in the middle of an active campaign so that you can get the most up-to-date information on what to do to be successful in crowdfunding. So those are the two podcasts. Go check them out now. Make sure you subscribe. Again, make sure you're leaving reviews. And then go over to woodshed.agency, hit the chat button at the bottom right corner, and chat with me. It will be me that you chat with, and I'd love to hear what you're working on. And last but not least, I've mentioned it a few times, but I'm going to mention it one more time. Go over and leave me a voicemail on Anchor right now and tell me what you're working on. Tell me about your business. Tell me about what you do, and I'll feature you on the next episode here of Gawker Backer. So go do that now for me. I would appreciate it. Till then, I will talk to you guys all later, and have a good one. Check one, two, check one, two, check one, two, check one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.